Right now we're toward the bottom third of Daf Yud Ches Aleph. I was a guessing man. I bet about 17 lines from the bottom. Darush, it's a period. Not that one. That one. 18. I should always just add one. It's usually one off. Okay, 18 lines from the bottom of Yud Ches Aleph. Darush. It's actually a whole new or a fairly new sugya. Darish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Baish and Nifchetz, Vesika Agabav, Ksheira. If you have a home, our usual case, a home that the roof caves in and you put tzchach on top of it, we say it's kosher. Amar Lefan of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel, then Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yossi, says, Rabbi Parish, Rabbi, you should explain more. Meaning, you made a statement, that statement is too ambiguous, it's too not clear, you should add on to it, you should explain further. For example, Kach Perish Abba, this is what my father said about that case. Arba amos psula. If there's four amos separating the wall from the kosher schach, it's not allowed. I mean, you made a blanket statement. You have a roof, the roof caves in a little bit, you take off some of the roof, you put some schach instead, kosher, without any criteria. Why don't you explain further? My father, Rabbi Yossi, quoting his father, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, my father, explained that it only is true if it's within four amos. Four amos is psula. Only pachvin arba amos ksheira. Once the Gemara did that, it's now going to discuss another case with Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rilai. Again, having a conversation with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, where Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai didn't give enough information. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Avroma Sharia. Avroma, according to Rashi, these tiny little fish. The reason why it's allowed, we assume, is that sometimes when you have fish, you take it out of the water, there are these little creepy crawly things that are attached to the fish, and that would make it puzzle. We don't assume creepy crawly fish are attached to Avroma. So it's allowed, you're allowed to eat this fish called Avroma, Sharia. So once again, Amar Lefan Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Parish, Rabbi, explain more than that. Meaning, you made a blanket statement right now, Yud Ches Aleph Arik, towards the bottom. Rabbi, explain further. Kach Amar Ab, my father said about that case, it was a little fish, Shalmakam Ploni Yassir, Shalmakam Ploni Muteris, depends on the place. Some places are not allowed. That fish usually has attached to it, along with it, usually you find creepy crawlies which are usher to eat. And other places, Shalmakam Ploni, other places are allowed because for some reason, creepy crawlies wouldn't be in those waters. But
is it a type of fish? It's like saying salmon.
Look at Rashi. Min dagim kitanim. It's a type of small fish. It doesn't say it's a, I assume it's. Is it a type of fish or is it a describing a characteristic of the fish? Is it like sardines? Is it like a salmon? I don't know. It's a small type of fish. A small type of fish. I'm not sure what kind of fish it is, but a small type of fish.
I'm just
yeah.
Saying that if you say it's salmon, there's. You don't find salmon being mutter in some places. You know?
Right, so the fish itself is always mutter.
You say it's a class of fish, like.
Yeah, I think it's a type of fish that's mutter to eat. The question is the way the Rashi explains it in the last part is that we're afraid that there might be shrutzim that are in the waters and kind of attack. We can't have very, very tiny creepy crawlies.
It could be salmon.
It's like checking for bugs on lettuce.
Well, it says it's a min-dug katan, so it's not salmon because it's salmon's a very big fish.
In the same sense that there are salmons that are problematic because of the worm.
Oh, I didn't know anything about it. Yeah, I'm not a aficionado in fish, but if that would be similar to other types of fish, depending on where you get them from and what exactly, that would be a very similar idea. If the fish itself is kosher, the question is, can you tell, is it easy to tell that there are other things attached to it? Want to see what the word is in English? What calls it? What do you got for me?
I'm about to check on here.
Avruma. It's called Avruma. It's a species of small fish. But it is a species. It's a species. I don't know what it is, but is there anything else? Is there any more like a
note? There's no note. I'm looking for like a note there.
30. No, so that's what we said, right? It's hard to tell.
Oh.
Turn out to be they're not good. They're mixed together. They're mixed together. I mean, you can't tell apart. They're mixed together. When they're together, you can't tell which is which. Meaning, this fish is a kosher fish. But there happen to be in certain places.
I
yeah.
Say, you're saying that the shrutzim attach itself to the fish. That's why it sounded new to me. I'm learning Rashi saying that there are other shrutzim there that are not kosher.
Correct. That's the way Rashi. You're right. Rashi over here says that way. Rashi's over here. The second Rashi says.
I mix them up.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
English translation also says.
Yeah. Look at the Rashi that you're mentioning, which I think is the correct one. Is the way you understand it. Look at Rashi of Shalmakum Ploni Asurim. She shrutzim Gadilim Boso Anar. These creepy crawly Usur fish, Usur type of things, are grow in the same riverbank, river area. Because they're so small. Which are so small? Is it the fish that are kosher or the non-kosher ones? It's not clear. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, I'm not sure. It could be. Because they're so small, they're both so small, you cannot distinguish. You can't separate between them. You can't tell that they're there. You can't see them. That's the way to understand this this case. So this avruma, small species of fish, in some place we're saying is mutter, in some place is usher. What does it depend on? Are there usually non-kosher fish found in the same area or not? That's really the question. If there are, then we'd usher the entire avruma from that river, from that body of water. If the place would not have these non-kosher fish floating in the area, then we'd say the avruma would be kosher. You're allowed to have that fish. So once again, we had to start the Gemara according to the case. This type of small type of fish is really kosher. And we said, well, it depends. You should explain further. So it could be it's not kosher, because we know elsewhere it depends on what body of water they're in. Some bodies of water, well, you allowed to eat that fish, because that fish, that usually the body of water do not have non-kosher fish in them. We'll see why very soon. And other bodies of water would have non-kosher fish in them. Therefore, you could not eat the small fish, because it's too hard to tell which ones are kosher, which ones are not kosher. What's the question?
You mean that you might get them, if it's a body of water that's not kosher, you might get them mixed up?
Yeah, if there are non-kosher fish in that area, they're all so small, so hard to see what you're eating. Uh-huh. We're afraid that the wrong ones will get mixed up in the good ones also. Exactly. Okay. So that was this part of the Gemara. We're not going to bring proof of that. We're not bringing proof from elsewhere that we actually see this point. Speaker?
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, about 10 lines from the bottom, Yuches and Aleph. Put yourself on mute, please. Kiha. 10? 11, that's ridiculous. What's that? Kiha.
He has a question.
Yeah. Wait, he has a question?
No, I said, you said to put him on mute. Oh. Unless he has a question.
Oh, correct. If you have a question, you can go off mute for sure. Kiha damar Abaye. Like that Abaye states. Again, we're going to see an example where we find, depending on what body of water it's in, we're going to see whether or not it's going to be kosher. Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you just go back 1 second? How yep. Explaining, every time it says Rabbi Perish.
Rabbi, explain. You made a blanket statement. Elaborate on that statement. My father told me about that. What you said, he had a qualification. You made a blanket statement. Well, why don't you qualify your statement properly? And we see over here, Ki Adam Rabbi, like Abaye said, Ha Tzachanta Debav Nara Sharia. Tzachanta, again, we call a small fish, according to Rashi. I think it's Rashi, something I can't find right now. Okay, small fish. That is in the Bav. Bav is the name of the river. The river called Bav. In the Bav Nara, in the river called Bav. Sharia, you're allowed to eat the fish there. My time, what's the reason why you eat the small fish in that area? Ile mishum did redifi maya. Vai dog tame. Kev les le chuda shedra lo matzi koim. If you want to say ilema. The reason why? Because. Mishum, because the water at redifi are rushing. It's a very fast flow of water. And hi dog tame. And if you had a dog that was not kosher in that body of water. Kev les le chuda shedra. Since they're lacking in certain fins and scales. So lacking in the fins and the scales. They don't have the chudashar, they don't have the spine, it means. But they don't have like the wherewithal to stay afloat and to maintain to fight against, to swim against the current. Lo matzi koim, it couldn't be there. It couldn't exist there. And therefore, if you find that water with a current, any non-kosher fish wouldn't be able to be floating, swimming there. They'd be rushed, taken away by the current. They wouldn't be able to stand where they are right now. So maybe that's the reason why we assume no non-kosher fish are in these certain areas, in like the river of Bav.
That's why we assume that we're not going to have
of mixing the bad, exactly. The bad fish wouldn't get there in the end. I mean, they would be washed away with the current. Maybe you'll tell me that's what the case is, and that's why certain rivers would be allowed to have this avruma type of fish, because it won't have any of these bad fish that Arash pointing out, because the river rush will take away the dog tummy and the strutzum as well. As far as that's not true, Vaka Chazina, Dekai. We see they are there. Meaning, it's a nice idea, it's a nice svara, but Chazina, we see the kind that they are. They exist in these rivers. So that's not the reason why we should assume that the river of Bav only had kosher fish and didn't have these shrutzim with it. So what's the reason? Mishum, yeah, what do you think? What do you think?
I think that it only has kosher fish and not the... If the non-kosher fish are being pushed away because of the current, so
No.
Because
the kosher fish have different fins and scales, a kosher fish.
They can
withstand the current. They can withstand the current. So therefore, anything that's there is because it can exist in that area. For example, if I had to tell you something like a treif animal, if it's alive in a year, it means it's not treif, meaning it still has a healthy system to allow it to survive. So in these waters, it has certain physical characteristics that would keep it where it is. That's what maybe you'll think that. And that's why you wouldn't find non-kosher fish. They don't have those characteristics in these waters. Maybe you'll tell me that. It's not true, he says. We find them also in these waters. So why in the world would this river Bav have this unique quality? Why would there be no kosher fish there? What's the reason why? It's not for the reason of the current. Rather, maybe it's because it's very Yud Ches and Aleph towards the bottom, Ben. About six lines on the bottom. That's better be right. That's not the word. Yeah? Seven? That's ridiculous. Are you sure? Yeah, it's okay. My, no, we're Maya. Maya is seven. Malichi Maya.
Oh, six.
Okay, okay. Whatever. I'm sorry. I always go off. It's fine. It's my thing. Anyways, Mishum de Malichi Maya, because maybe the waters are so salty, and we assume Vahidag Tame, a non-kosher fish, came to Leslie Klilfi. It has no scales. Scales are like an armor. It's got like an armor protecting it. Without scales, lo matzikai. Maybe you'll tell me that the waters are so salty, they couldn't live in it if it was not kosher. Again, kosher fish have fins and scales. Non-kosher fish don't have scales. Nothing. You should have nothing.
Gemara didn't know about sharks.
What's that?
Gemara did not know about sharks.
It's a good question. It's a good question. Not in rivers. Okay, that's a good point. Thank you. The Nahar Bab, it's true. Our concern over here is a small little fish. But either way, it doesn't have scales. It doesn't have this armor protecting it from the salty waters. It wouldn't stand. Maybe that's why the River Bab would not have these non-kosher fish in it. We say it's not true. We see they are in salty waters as well. So it's not because it's a rush of current where the body structure of the animal wouldn't be able to be there, because they are there. It's not because the salt content or whatever it's called. The salt, someone give me a better professional word for it. The salt.
The sodium.
Sodium chloride. Salt.
Alkalinity.
Maybe. The salt level. Concentrate. It's all concentrate. Concentration, whatever. It's not so heavily salted. If it was, the without scales, you could never survive, because we see they do survive. So we can't figure it out. Why would you ever have a body of water that doesn't have strutsim in it? Meaning, it's not the flow that should knock him out, because we see that it exists in the flow and a current. It's not the salt, we see it exists in the salt. How would you ever have a case of any body of water that doesn't have these creepy crawly fish that we confuse with real, with kosher fish? Where it says, Ela mishum de lo marbet tinayu dag tamay. This is a little bit bizarre as the answer, but what it means is because the tinayu is like the mud. The mud does not raise like Puru Revu. It does not raise. It does not increase. It does not raise dag tamay. Apparently, I don't know what this means exactly, but according to Gemara, it assumes right now that muddy surfaces would be a place that the dag tamay would kind of reside. If it was not a muddy area, you wouldn't have dag tamay. Since this area of Bav, this Nahar Bav, or other areas you might describe, whatever the Malkum Ploni would have been, that was, as we said, Zmutter, didn't have the amount of percentage of mud there to allow these non-kosher fish to somehow withstand the elements because it was there, or that they assumed that these muddy areas breed, it was like a breeding ground for non-kosher fish. That's the reason why. It wasn't the current base, it wasn't salt percentages, it was because of the mud in that area. But over here, the point is that we certainly see there's a concept that certain areas don't have creepy crawlies attached to them. And therefore, when Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli made his original statement, you can eat Avruma, Rabbi Shmuel was upset. Tell us to quote my dad. My dad said, depends on the place. It's not a blanket statement. Depends on the place.
You ever saw like a National Geographic type of a show?
Love it.
There are types of fish that when they lay their eggs, then they cover it right in the earth. So maybe.
Excellent. That could be it. Maybe these types of fish, again, I don't know why, but maybe these types of fish, for some reason, they need to survive with covering it underneath the ground. And without the mud, you wouldn't find them there. Excellent. Very good. Could be. Gotta watch more National Geographic. I love that stuff. Like caviar?
Yeah, that's
kosher. Well, caviar is kosher, right? Is it kosher? Is caviar just fish eggs? Is what it means? Yeah. It means fish eggs? Okay. What do I know? Ravina. Va'idna. Nowadays, says Ravina, the Shavchi Nar Esan v'Nar Gamda Lasam Asira. Nowadays, at the Nahar Bav, it spills, the Nahar Esan spills, and Nahar Gamra spill into that area, we now have a complete, as a Mishkababel, a whole combination of different rivers flowing to each other. So assume nothing now. Take nothing for granted. We can assume that even if you have this Avruma or you have this Sachanta, whatever these fish are, it's not necessarily going to be Reuben level of Hechsher, because there's the flowing rivers that flow into it also that may have more mud in them now allow for other fish to exist there as well besides only the kosher ones, and therefore you can assume, unless you know otherwise, that there might be creepy crawlies that's mixed up in the group, and therefore it's Usser. That was all coming on the heels of a discussion that we had about making sure you clarify your statement when you make it. We had a statement that was said that if you have a Dofen Akuma type of case, we just said the word kosher instead of explaining the dimensions you have to have within four amos, not within four amos. But the word now goes back to a whole new topic.
Wait, that whole tangent was just because Rebbe made a blanket statement?
Not Rebbe, but Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eli. Yehuda Bar Eli made a statement. And he made a statement of which Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi commented, knew, explained better, like my dad did. But that was about sukkah. And once we had that sukkah case, we also went over to the case of the fish. New case, Itmar, was machlokas brought down Beis Medrash among the following Amoraim. Sikah agabi achsadra, sheesh lapetzimin ksheira. She'ein lapetzimin, let's pause for a second, what does that mean? If you put schach on top of an achsadra, the achsadra case we had, if you remember, was we had the balconies, we had the porches, balconies that we had that were kind of surrounding the courtyard. And what we did was we put schach on them, and we extended from balcony to balcony, and we had this huge chatzar in the middle. And we also knew, depend. We said depended, if within 4 amos to the wall, that was a mission we had before, right? Because it was Dofen Akuma, even though it was not for the purpose of the outside, for the inside, Dofen Akuma still works, we said. But here's the case, that we it's too far, Rashi here says it's too far away. It's more than 4 amos from the wall.
But if it's less than 3, you have to split.
What's that?
If it's less than 3
tfachim?
Yeah.
Then...
You can have metal.
If it's less than 4 amos, I got metal space. Less than 4 amos, I can have metal, because it's Dofen Akuma.
But you wouldn't need to put schachim on those actual...
No. We're not doing here either. We're not putting schach on the porch. The porch is not kosher. It's not going to be kosher. Schach on the porch was not made the shame sukkah. It was made the shame standing on top of for your porch, for your second layer. And they're 4 amos away from the wall, so we can't use Dofen Akuma. That's the case. So what's the halacha? So we say, if there are patsimin, like sticks. They're like, what do we say, poles? What did we say patsimin last time?
Beams
or poles. These little poles. And the poles, Rashi explains up here, are worth the 3 tefachim to each other using lavud. And therefore, there's complete surrounding through lavud around the porch. So now I have proper walls. And then I have on top of me, I have schach. I'm good to go. It shows a picture back there for sure. Where is it? I think it's right there. That's the picture. It's on page Chav Gimel, picture Kuf, pay dollar. Again, on the wall, by the wall, real wall of the house, you have these balcony. That is not kosher schach for us. It's too far away. You have these poles within 3 tefachim using lavud. Again, page Chav Gimel, picture Kuf, pay dollar, the last one on the page. The poles are within 3 tefachim, therefore acting as 3 walls. And the schach on top of them, so we're complete. Everyone agrees it's fine. There's no question to be asked in that case. There's no concerns we have whatsoever in that case. However, what if you had no p'tzimin? She'ei p'tzimin. Now, why would you think it should be kosher? It should be, you have no walls. You have schach without any walls. What's the issue? How would you even think it works? So Abaye Amar K'sheira. Abaye says it still works. Rav Amar P'sula. Rav says it doesn't work. Now, what's the issue here? Abaye Amar K'sheira. Why? Amrinan Pi Tikri Yodur Sosim. What we called earlier on, a concept called, we had good achis, right? Good achis. It lowers that. We had it before. Remember, we had by the kundisin. The kundisin case we had before, al-svasagag, or really we said the middle of the gag, pepsagag. The idea of pitzri yovetosin means that the, according, again, we'll see it soon, according to, well, the Gemara will say later on, it's got to be a tefach thick, and that tefach thick can now, we look at it as if it's already a beginning of a wall, and it's yovetosin. It's halachically travels downwards and closes up the area. So therefore, we say that these beams, the balcony has a tefach of its thickness, and that will act as a beginning of a wall. And you just p'tikra your resosim, it's like good achis, and it continues downwards, and we have virtual halachic walls, even without p'tzimin in place. I have virtual walls on all 3 sides, I have my schach on top of that. We're, according to Baye, that's sufficient.
The edge of each balcony projects downward.
Well, it's a thickness of a tefach, which means that from the top it goes a tefach down. So that's already the beginning of a wall, and we just continue the process down below.
This is a halacha Moshe Ben Sinai, Pitikra.
I mean, good achis should be, right?
It's a halacha Moshe Ben Sinai that, and it needs to be improved, that it needs to be 10. But here you have the Yom Kippur, you don't have 10. Unless you say one overrides the other.
If you didn't have... Mechiza has to be 10, I agree with that. But we already talked about cases of like kundisin. The kundisin, the pitikri, or so same. We had that case of the middle, be'emsa agag, or be'chatzer.
Yeah, but there, so maybe... There,
if
it was in the middle, you're right.
Yeah, the middle. Bam Sagag or Bechatzer. But I mean, not in Tzfas Sagag. So those cases, we already had the concept.
Question over there,
also, right? That's a question you should ask over there also. Mm-hmm. So why over there, why are we so generous to not ask that question over there? That daf was where a dalet on the base.
Can you just clarify the question, please?
Yeah, we know already that Bechitza is 10 Tzvachim. You want to use love to get there, we're fine. Even both directions, love. But you need 10 tefachim of a wall, halachic wall.
Right.
Svi is asking over here, we have a single tefach.
How's that working?
How's that working? So I said to Svi, correctly, which he correctly responded back to me, that Dalma Beis, we had the same discussion. We had a kundisin that we said you can chisel out a little bit. So that's really different. The kundisin is different. It's different. It's not like what I'm saying right now. Because the kundisin had a tefach in each direction.
Either way, tefach is not 10.
Tefach is not 10. So why would we allow? We say good osik mechista. Why is good osik?
Unless he says lach mashmasina and that could override.
Look over here. Look over here in Tosfos Avdal Mabez. He actually relates those two gemaras to each other. Avdal Mabez Tosfos. Avdal Mabez, where we found the case of the kundisin. See that? So we have the case of, it's a little different case, but we have the case of, you have an Esrim Amma, you built an Amud. Good Asik Mechitzta. It's a different case. But he discussed it. Look at Tosfos Savar. He mentioned our Gemara. He says, Lebesof Masik Ba'inan Mechitzos Nikaros, Belodami the Sikhil Gabi Achsadra, She'in Lap Tzimen, the Shilei Perik at the end of our Perik, the Pitikra Chashim Shab Mechitzos Nikaros. Pitikra apparently is a pretty accepted Mechitza. It's a pretty accepted mechitza. You're asking, but why? What happened to our 10 tefachim? 10 tefachim, pitikra. What am I missing here? 10 tefachim is alchemar Sinai or not. Depends if you hold by the how big the tefachim were, how big the amos were, right? It might not be alchemar Sinai, 10 tefachim. Pitikra. No, so this is what I'll say to you. I think the answer is as follows. 10 tefachim, if I'm starting from the ground, or I'm starting from somewhere, I have to have 10 tefachim of airspace being covered, in theory. But I can have other ways of making virtual walls. A virtual wall would be, a particular resource would be a virtual wall. If I had, let's say, in the middle of, like, if I had a sitting, like, a floating wall, meaning I wrapped it around the poles, it was not attached to the ground, and it's not near the schach. And it was 7 tefachim. But it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground and more than 3 away from the schach. That wouldn't be kosher. Why? Mechitza 10 tefachim. You need to start. Only if you start from a wall, from a roof, from a floor, can you use this concept of
get it going.
You have to get it going, exactly. I have to start the wall off in a strong place. I'm making this up right now, but that's the only thing I can think of to answer Sophie's question. 10 tefachim are required. If I had something that was mid-air, 10 tefachim. Someone talked to me?
You're saying within 3 tefachim of each other, so that will make the wall?
Yeah, that's for sure, but how about the case there's no p'timen? No p'timen.
In the other case,
So that's our question we have right now. No p'timen, how do we get to, what happened to our need for 10 tefachim? You see something there?
What's the Rashi on Dalam and Beis? Good Asik Mechitzta.
One second. Good Asik Mechitzta, Shal Amur, Mi Bechutz, Saviv, Higbiyam Asar Svivos, Rosho. No, that's the case of the Amur. The Amud we had, it already was a wall. Good Asik there was already a proper wall.
Right.
And then since it's a wall already, you're allowed to go up to Shemayim. But here we're making a wall. We're using good Achiz to make the wall. I hear the question. If I have a wall, if a tefach, how do I have a wall of tefach? Because it's already on a solid top of the roof. A wall had tefach going down, that's already the beginning of a wall. If I have a mid-air, not going to anything, then it wouldn't be anything. Again, it's a made-up answer. It could be I'm wrong, but...
I would just...
Yeah, what would you say?
I follow up my question with, we did have opinion. Was that Rabbi Shimon who required 3 plus 1?
Rabbi Shimon, yeah.
One of the sources was, as we know...
Protect from the elements.
Exactly. According to that, any opinion who says you actually need protection wouldn't help. You shouldn't...
Yeah, for sure. I assume that we'll see. Actually, we'll see in a minute protection. The Gemara's bringing that 1 minute protection case, which you'll see also in a minute. It's a little different. I'll tell you why it's different. Because this is in a protected area. Meaning, I'm in a courtyard. I'm too far from the wall. But in theory, it is protected. It's just not, those walls aren't working for me. But you'll see in a minute, that case will change in a minute from now. I'm close to the wall. I have protection, but not the reason the halakha walls. But I'm still bothered by it.
Because on base,
yeah.
There was no protection.
True, it's true. There's no protection there, but I think your question is still a good question. maybe the starting off. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think question's better than my answer, but we'll use my answer now just because I'm not sure about another possibility yet. Okay, so the more the following. Again. Peter Yorim Sosin, Rav Amar Lopsula, Lomir Peter, we don't say Peter Yorim Sosin. Armale Rav Labai. And Rav, who says we don't say Peter Yorim Sosin, says to Abai, who says we do say Peter Yorim Sosin, Lididach Abaye, who holds that you're allowed to use the tefach thickness and go downwards and count as a wall, that Mar Peter Yorim Sosin, Afilu Hivchis Dofen Imtsai. Would you even say, Hivchis means like you lost it, it went away, you take away the middle wall. Dofen Imtsai. It's actually a picture, I think, in the back of the Gemara, I think. Is there a picture in our Gemara in the back? Chav Dalid? Yeah, Kuf Pei Zion. So now if you look over here, I'm in the middle of Kuf Pei Zion. Picture Kuf Pei Zion, no? Page Chav Dalid. Picture Kuf Pei Zion. Must be different numbers. That's what my picture has on it. So you have over here a case when you lost your middle wall. Meaning, I don't have any, it's like kind of open now to the elements a little more, like she said earlier on. In that case, also, would you say we can take the tefach of schach on either end and virtually bring it downwards to create a kosher sukkah? Would you say that's allowed? So he says back to him, no. Amale modin l'chabahi. I agree with you on that one. You can't take a kosher sukkah. Why? Da'avale kemavui mefulash. It looks like a mavui mefulash. It looks like it is a mavui that is open to both sides. And that would not be allowed. You couldn't have a mavi that's open to both sides. We know before, if you remember we did this last time, mavi on both sides, we said, you need to have a lechi. We did it before, at least on Shabbos. You have a lechi, and not on Shabbos, we have to have a dalet tefach, a pas dalet, and put it within three tefachim, a dalet shochach, whatever it would be, put it within tefachim. So we wouldn't be enough just to see you fit your sosin. So let's stop here. Let's get a step back and be sure understand what you did. I'm a little confused myself right now. Take a step back. We have the case of now, we're going to ignore the first part we had because it's not so hard to understand, of the person making a blanket statement about having, you know, Dofen Akuma within four amos, just be more clear. We then said about the fish case because it was about the same idea of saying a statement that was not clear enough. Now we're having a case over here, we're saying the following scenario. Back to my Aksadra. But last time we had the Aksadra, it was within four amos. The Chiddush was Dofen Akuma works, even the wall was not intended for that area. Now we're saying here, new case, more than four amos from the wall. With Tzimin, no problem. Lavud, Sachatavit, you're good to go. Nope, Steven. It's basically open. It's not open to the elements because it is surrounded by a house, but those houses are too far to use as our halachic walls. It's protected, but there are no walls. What do I do in that case? Says Abaye, we're fine. As long as you have a tefach thickness of the sach, is able to go downwards. I'm not going to get to his question right now. That's the rule Abaye has. So he has a good question. I'm not sure the answer yet. At least not 100% sure. Rabbi says, you can't do that. We don't hold. It sounds like over here, we don't hold by the concept, at least not in this way, of Peter Yorim Sosin. We don't hold by that concept. We don't know why yet, but we don't hold by that concept. Then, says back Abaye, a rabbi to Abaye, according to you, Abaye, would you then say, using the concept of Peter Yorim Sosin, that if I had two proper walls, semen or real walls, I have semen, let's say, on two of the four walls, and the last two are open to the elements, would you still say, shouldn't you say still the concept? Would you not say Pitikrosim? And therefore it should be kosher. So there he says, no. Look over here, why? Look at Rashi, why? Mudin l'chabahi. I agree with you in that case. Why? The cave into Avir Pachos Patuach Lenegdo, since you have a complete openness, you walk right through, neither side has any protection whatsoever, Patuach Lenegdo, do with the Mavush Foolish, it's very similar to an open courtyard, open alleyway. It's a very important line. It's made for a shortcut. It's made to be walked through. In order for we had the case on the roof beforehand. The roof we have the emsa. It's not a walk through. It's on the roof. No one's walking through the roof. It's true. You move that roof somewhere else, it might be. But here, it's not. When you have in the middle of a courtyard an area that is open on both sides, people don't walk through it. Which means whatever halachic reality you want to suggest. It's true, it's a halachic reality. It should be Yorim Sosin. But since, practically speaking, it's not protected at all. Not from the elements, but people walking right through it. It's a complete alleyway that goes mefulash, it goes all the way through. We're not going to say in that case that's considered the patikra. So you're only going to work if it's going to both be a halachic wall and it's not going to be used as a thoroughfare for people walking through the whole time. Other than that, we're not going to say that. How about a case we had of the chatzir? The chatzir, kurna baye. What happened? Why is the chatzir different? Because it's all enclosed. That's what I said to you before. That's the answer. Because it's all enclosed. I'm a little bothered by it. No, our case over here even. You have over here our case in the courtyard by the Aksadra. Nope, Tzimin. Right. Why is that case of having all sides open different from the case of having two sides open? Unless you want to tell me that the case of the case of our Hifchis Ofen Emtsai, is that a case of a regular sukkah in the middle of anywhere? I mean, maybe it's not with, but if you look at the picture again, I don't want to do it by pictures because the picture is not like a riot, but the picture. What happens? Why is that picture on Kuf Pei Zion better than? Why is it worse than the picture on Kuf Pei Dalet without the, or Kuf Pei Hei? Why is Kuf Pei Hei better than Kuf Pei Zion? Because there's space on the. Anybody? Because there's no separate walls. One second, I think I got it. One second, hold on. There's no separate walls here. Since. Why is Kuf Pei Hei a better sukkah than Kuf Pei Zion? Meaning, Abai's Kuf Pei Hei works. Kuf Pei Zion does not work. What am I missing here? Figures of what?
I know why.
Yeah, why?
Because here, on this one here, it's just the way they've drawn it, but if you can see that ledge coming out, if it's coming out from the back, then. The other one, there's nowhere to walk. When you walk out the back of that sukkah, you're coming out and you're under a ledge. It's almost like a dead end. You could veer off to the right or left, but
that's what you want to say?
Well, the other one's got a clear space.
Kuf Pei Zion is worse.
Is it Kuf Pei Hei 3 walls?
Yeah, but again, that's what you want to say? 3 walls? No, but there's also 3 walls. Kuf Pei Zion has all 3 walls. It's 2 real walls and 1 pitikra. Kuf Pei Zion is at least 3 walls, meaning you can make 4 walls if you want to, in theory, but like it's 2 real walls and 1 pitikra wall. Kuf Pei Hei is all pitikra walls. Why is Kuf Pei Hei, why is the case of the nope semen, but all on all walls? That's what it is. That's what it is. The last wall, the last, you're not walking through, meaning there's nowhere to, you're not. That thing's well. There's nowhere to go. Like you hit the wall. It's not gonna be a. You're not gonna walk through. Where are you walking to? It's Asajj's all there. So even though it's true, you can walk inside. You don't walk. It's not a shortcut. You can walk in and hang out inside if you want to. That's good. You want to be under it. That's under schach. But you would never use it as a walkthrough because where are you walking to? That must be what it is. Meaning, our particular will work. I guess it's a child will say right now. Our particular will work if it's not gonna be countered. By the fact that it just becomes like a thoroughfare, a walkthrough. But if it's not a walkthrough, it's not gonna walk through. It's a dead end. It's a dead end. So then it's not gonna. It's again as far as how many walls are there. So it's, in the case of the 2 real walls and 1 pitikra versus 3 pitikras, there's more walls in the 2 plus a pitikra. But the case 2 plus a pitikra, the walls are when you start walking through it, you basically erase protection of the walls. The walls are no longer sectioning things off. It's just a tunnel to walk through. But in Pitikra, we had above with all 3 walls, the end of the Pitikra in each case, it just hits a dead end. There's no open area you're walking through. You might walk into it and stay there, but you're not walking through it. So apparently, Pitikra could be violated or it could be countered by being able to just kind of trespass through it. But if there's no trespass to be made, then according to Abai, we'll use Pitikra Yorva associating that concept to work. I think it makes sense. We'll stick with that right now until we have another shot. I think that shot makes sense. It also answers your question, I think, as well, right? You asked beforehand what? No, that's different. 10 tefachim is still a good question. So I said to you before, as long as you start off with a wall beginning down for tefach, as long as you start with a wall on top, but that's a guess. Also, I have to look up if I can find an answer. You got that, Danny? We're good. Hello.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Shkoyach. I'm gonna give Dvar Torah. If you want to say, you can certainly say for the Dvar Torah.